Okay, Fast Friday, Thanksgiving edition, small group. All right, hey, we're ready to roll. We had a good week of practice, and looking forward to getting out in front of our home fans. It's been 5 weeks, I think, since we were last in front of our home fans, so looking forward to having them out, and a good divisional game, so looking forward to it. Questions?
Amerson had a, setback, is the right word, but is this a concern with him? He hasn't played in a month.
Yeah, we're trying to get him healthy, you know, just till he can go. He's not available for us.
You guys obviously have a luxury of Derek. What have you seen from Paxton and Sean Fallon? Is he going to be the guy this season?
Yeah, small sample size. You know, he's a big athletic guy. Got a strong arm. And he's done some solid things, you know, in the tape. There's just not a large sample size.
Going up against a team like this that's lost six in a row, how do you kind of approach it? Do you see wounded dog maybe trying to fight for its life? How do you view the ball?
Well, I think both teams are similarly, you know, in a situation where, you know, we're hungry for a win.
Yeah.
And So, you know, divisional game, you know, on top of that. So, you know, that's our focus is just on playing as well as we can.
Can you provide some clarity? I realize this is something that happened on Sunday, but it's the first time we had a chance to ask you about Johnny Holton. He was evaluated for concussion, then returned to play, and then ultimately was diagnosed with concussion. What was close to the timeline? So, all that happening.
Again, I'm at the mercy of those that, you know, are the experts in that field. So, he got a scratch on his eye. That was what occurred there. Came in, you know, this week and had some symptoms. So we put him into the protocol, and he went through the protocol. And you know, and I believe he's in the final steps now of clearing. So, you know, we'll get that final clearance. He'll play, and if we don't, he'll be down. So that's a question mark going in. That hasn't yet been fully resolved, but since he came in and had the symptoms he had, those have gone away, and everything else is checking out, so we anticipate having
him. He was diagnosed after Sunday.
Yeah. How have Bruce and Khalil responded, Jack, to getting a rest-type day on Wednesday?
Good. I mean, that's something we do. It's kind of a Woodson Wednesday. We did it a lot with Charles, you know, toward the end of his career. Yeah, we've had good success with guys that have taken a heavy load of being smart with them on that Wednesday. So it's just a rest day.
Not related at all then to any feelings regarding Penn?
Not even in the slightest, really. It was kind of funny that, I'm not funny, it was, you know, noted by Vic. And I haven't even had a chance to talk to Vic, but I understand where you could draw the wrong conclusion there. But, we're in good shape. The guys understand, you know, it wasn't anything personal.
Obviously, you guys keep an eye on the weather report. There's about a 50% chance of rain.
A little higher than that from what my phone told me. Yeah, I'm not a weatherman. You've been in the weather business. So it looks like it's going to be wet. You know, we expect it to be wet Sunday. We're prepared for it to be wet Sunday.
How, in terms of preparing for it, how does that manifest itself on the practice field?
Well, we make sure that the skilled people handle some wet balls. And we understand the footing that we're going to need to have, things like that. But you know, we do what we can as a staff to prepare our guys to understand. And then the bottom line is you go out and have fun, right? I mean, when we were kids, we didn't care if it was raining. We go out and play and have fun, and that's what we're going to look for on Sunday, go out and compete and have fun.
Wind, can that have a more pronounced effect?
I think wind is the biggest, you know, really the biggest detriment to game plan. So, you know, we don't expect to be as windy as it can get in certain places, but you know, it'll be a little bit windy, but it'll mostly wet.
Since the second quarter of that Miami game, Marshawn's been pretty steadily efficient with his runs. What have you seen from him in the last?
I just like the way he came back from that whole suspension. Yeah. You know, I think he's come back with real, I don't know, zest, you know, a real exuberance to run the ball and to be on point with things. I like the way, you know, he's approached it. I think he's getting a better feel for what we want to do with him, and we're getting a better feel for what we can do with him. And So, but I think since he's come back, he's been really good.
His carry count's between 11 and 18-ish.
Yeah.
Is that where you guys kind of feel he's at his optimal, or thoughts about more?
Optimal.
Yeah.
Could be a little more. Like to push him, get him a little more. Obviously that's a matter of us doing all the things that I spoke to earlier in the week, with getting the possessions offensively, converting on third down, which allows more possessions, more snaps and opportunities. So that's a big part of it.
Yeah.